where's Merc? He's not here.
Just audible twitchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Audible shaking. All right.
That's good enough.
Yeah, we could do an anime.
We could just sort of wing it.
Yeah. And also, there's someone else here, too. So I think that's...
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm almost in the movie.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. It was a long day.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Oh, so weird without we <don't, laughs>
I know we
like we never really have the structure in front of us, but like
he's our leader.
He definitely is our leader. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
I'm Sherry.
What?
What am I?
She's my person I'm married to.
Oh, that's not the correct
say
my
it,
wife.
Punk.
My wife.
That's not the right one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's my wife!
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
And you might notice, Merc isn't here.
Yeah.
Merc isn't here.
He's somewhere else.
Merc is off. He's in Regina.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of recording this, he was in Calgary. He was in Regina at their various comic cons. So,
we figured we could either put out another Doodle Talk this week, or...
Or...
We can treat ourselves.
Oh, yeah. When Merc's away...
Things happen that rhyme. Damn it. Ah. Oh. Take two.
Oh, it's time for Dragon Ball, my friends.
Oh, yeah.
It is time for Dragon Ball.
Oh, full release. We're gonna shake all our sillies out.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to do this every week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we probably will, though.
It'll still slip out in the episodes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
It's like a little bit of dog pee.
Which you experienced earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Thanks, Coco.
I mean, not on me. I just saw it.
Yeah. It was there on the floor.
Yeah, I witnessed the aftermath.
Well, let's get to it, guys.
Anyway.
Kamehameha all over the place.
I'm leaving.
That's later.
You should.
Okay, all right.
Current Zero News Flash.
Oh, news. Well, I'd like to thank Ms. Britney Spears for this news. Because when I checked Instagram this morning, she posted that her son lost his Frieza mask. And so they Googled where to get a replacement Frieza mask. And then all these articles from Kotaku and all these other sites came up talking about how fantastic it is that her son is a big Dragon Ball fan. You can see some of his sketches. She even posted that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Vegeta and Goku fighting.
Who knew that, like, Britney Spears' sons love DBZ? But they do.
What her Instagram post says, my son is Lord Frieza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said that in the ones where he's like jumping around and like taking
the hearts
the
are purple.
Poses.
That might be incidental, but you know, whatever.
I believe that Britney Spears actually knows what she's talking about.
She's got kids.
Made to do it. Yeah.
I gotta feel like if you have kids that are super into something, whether you want to or not, you're gonna know a lot about it.
Yeah, and you're gonna support it.
Yeah, she spelled Frieza right too. Even
wait, was it the IE or the
oh the IE is the American version.
Gee, I don't agree with that, but you know, I don't have to agree with everything.
You're on Britney Spears' side up until then.
Yeah.
So Britney's kids are
now she's crazy.
This is what made it.
Yeah,
this is where
it's
at for sure. That's fine. You know what? They're allowed to go with Funimation. That's fine
too. It's pretty sweet. They had a Pokemon birthday as well. My kids are a little bit nerdy.
That's pretty okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very okay with that.
They can have the best nerdy things because they're freaking loaded.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. Like a professional cosplay thing. And they could even get this fantastic VR.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the VR that's come out?
No.
There was a video.
It's for $110 US.
Okay.
We did the math.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this VR.
You had the math done when I came home.
I already told you that this
it's
is something
the royal
that I'm
Wii.
Looking into it. Yeah. No, my Wii includes Bri all the time now because...
Aww. It's true.
Because we buy.
Whether I like it or not.
I am Locutus of Borg. Resistance is futile.
Yeah. No, so it's this pretty sweet VR, and it's got the Capsule Corp logo all over it, and you just slip your phone into the VR thing,
yeah.
And then you can, like, be in the world of Dragon Ball and, like, do your Kamehamehas. I can't say it proper. But, yeah, you can do it like that.
We have to really stretch it out, like,
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, this is an hour-long show.
All right.
This is going to be a 14-part episode.
Just non-stop It'll, filler. You just,
but it only
you
lasts 5
screaming.
Minutes somehow? It's weird.
So yeah, that's my news. I thought that was really cool.
There's the whole video online. You have like these things and like, you know, you're some generic guy and Goku teaches you
how
to fight Frieza.
I think you're just hands when we watched it. And then like Goku's here and then you're fighting people.
He's like, you can do it.
Oh my god, I would love that if you gave me like, if it was just, I just want it like every day, like it's just like you're getting up in the morning, you can do it. Thanks, Goku. I'm glad I spent $110 on this motivation.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's real.
I've got one more thing to do.
Okay.
Have you seen that, oh gosh, what's the name of that? I lost it.
Someone's on Kansenshu.
The case of being reincarnated as Yamcha? The second
part finally of
it came out yesterday.
No way! Oh yes, that like the first one came out like what was it like November or December or something? It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it says sorry for the long break between chapters, but I hope you can get to brush off the end of Golden Week blues. I don't know what Golden Week is. That's filthy. even just a little bit by reading it. Like I'm real sad that the Golden Week ended. But at least you can be super tough, all-knowing Yamcha.
Yeah.
for those uninformed, it's
a comic.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's cool. It's like a guy, like a some you know Japanese schoolboy, teenage guy, who wakes up one day and he's Yamcha.
I think he was like technically being Roshi-esque. He saw a pretty girl.
Right.
He's like, I'm gonna go run to see her, and then he like fell and like hit his head and woke up as Yamcha. And it's just him in like in the middle of like early when Yamcha first showed up, that kind of a time.
Oh really?
And he sort of realizes like
so
he's living well, but he's like he's you know, he's just in
he's,
Yamcha's
he's a
body.
Fan and he knows the whole story.
So he knows what's coming, and there's this moment where he's just like, hey, I can do this. This is pretty good. I can finally date a pretty girl. I can date Bulma. And then he suddenly remembers, like, he has this flash of dead Yamcha. He's like, oh no!
Hi. Yamcha's here! Yamcha's dead!
So what, is he trying to escape now? Like, is he trying to run around, like, make Yamcha go somewhere else?
Kind of, yeah. He's, like, knows what the story of Dragon Ball is, so he's trying to make Yamcha better than Yamcha is. By being a better Yamcha. Kind of.
And he manages to do it so far.
Yeah, so far. But, I've only read the first one. I didn't know the second one was even out, so.
Now we'll find out.
Well.
Is it online?
Yeah, well.
It's published online.
Oh, okay.
But there's, like, fan translations, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Nice.
So usually people post those on, like, Imgur. So, yeah, I guarantee you, like, that's out for 5 minutes, and then somebody's already translated it online.
Nice.
It'd be nice to
have
that.
Well, the initial translation has way more cursing.
Yeah.
Because that's how they do it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, yeah. I'm going to read that now.
The rest of the episode, we read that now. Read this now.
It's a dramatic read. We didn't have time to prep for that.
No, unfortunately. Well, there's always next time, Merc's out of town.
That would have been good.
That would have been real good.
Welcome to the warm-up.
Yeah, so for this week's warm-up, I've got a Mary Kill.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Well.
If it's who, I don't know who you've selected.
Frieza, Cell, and Majin Buu.
Oh.
And I'm talking.
The evil, like Kid Buu?
No, I'm talking.
Marshmallow?
Like, oh, yeah. Mr. Buu, like Fat Buu.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does some good stuff in Super, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Hit us with our options.
Okay.
Go. You
those
go,
are three.
You
Mary
go first?
Kill.
I can go first.
Okay.
All right. I would fuck Cell.
He's perfect.
Like we're talking perfect Cell. Like I'm not going.
You can't say no to that body.
I'm not going near first level bug guy Cell. Ugh.
Yeah, once he loses the bug attributes, it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
He just needs to like absorb some people.
He just needs to evolve a little. You know.
Yeah. Just eat Android 18, it's fine.
Not gonna say nothing. I'm already talking about fucking Cell.
Well, never mind. She's in there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, marry Boo, because he's, you know, he's a snuggler, I'm a snuggler.
Yeah.
And kill Frieza, because, Frieza.
He's a fucking monster.
He'll be back, in gold, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
That doesn't add anything to him. Like, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
No. Too skin tight.
It's like hedonism bought Frieza.
Simply vomit on me ever so gently while I humiliate a pheasant.
Yeah, shiny. I don't know.
Who, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I also believe in marrying Boo,
mm-hmm.
because he would be a good snuggler, but then also, he likes the food, I like the food. We might argue a little bit over the food,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay, I'm fine with that. We'd figure it out, you know, we'd work it out. Maybe he built us a house out of humans, that's but you saw him take a nap after he made that house out of humans, so yeah. Like, we have a lot in common. I work mornings. He'd be down for sleeping. It's great. And
he loves dogs?
Oh, he does love dogs. You know what? I'm sorry, Bri, but this might be over if Boo's actually going to be real one day. I don't know, man.
He turned himself into a buff dude if he feels like it.
Yeah, if he feels like it.
Hey, yeah. I got news for you. So could you.
Yeah, so could I, though. But I mean, not into a buff dude. But
well, listen, it's...
Science is, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, 10th wedding anniversary. We'll see what happens. Ooh. We'll figure some things out. Ooh. But yeah.
That's the pink goo anniversary, right?
Yeah, I think so. Also, I have Boo hanging in my car right now.
You do, actually. Yeah. They'll keep the little backpack hangers that also you can hang off of your rearview mirror.
Yeah. It's a fun little time. Plus, you get to call him Boo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I don't want to fuck, like, either...
You've got to pick one.
Cell or Frieza. But I don't want to follow your lead,
listen,
so...
Listen, lady, you got to fuck somebody.
Yeah. Can't I fuck Boo and marry him?
So the game
I'm
works.
I'm a good person, so the game and works. I don't believe in being, like, you know, promiscuous. No, just kidding. I
what?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I'd be doing it with my husband, so, you know.
Well, this is before.
Okay, before?
This is an alternate universe.
I guess, well, my side piece could be Frieza.
You only gotta do it once.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, only once? All right, yeah, I guess. Because, like, you know, short guys need love, too, so it's fine. And he, I don't know what we'd do with that tail, but we'd figure something out. So yeah.
Wow.
I guess that leaves me up to, like, perfect Cell. Because I didn't like how long his storyline went, and I was getting tired of him.
Yeah.
But then I also get tired with Frieza coming back.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, the thing with, like, you're talking Z, where it's like, oh, the arc with, like, the big bad will last 700 episodes.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, so now it's your turn.
Oh, man. You gotta marry Boo.
Boo's the winner.
You gotta marry Boo. Yeah. I mean, Frieza, I guess, is, like, very powerful and probably has a lot of money and stuff, but...
Get you nice,
oh, shoot,
get you
yeah.
Nice planet for a house.
Whoa, that's true. You brought up a good point. I forgot that I like money.
Yeah, it's time to provide for you.
Hmm. All right, Anya.
That's too bad. Okay, you go. You marry Frieza, and then I'll be your side piece. But you keep me,
That's not how the game works!
Okay, well...
That's not how anything works!
That's how my rules work. Go on.
It's very intricate.
Yeah.
And intimate. I'm afraid of both of these things.
Yeah. You know, No, I gotta marry Boo. Come on. You gotta marry Boo.
Yeah, he's a winner.
Oh, jeez.
There's a very specific reason why I left Vegeta out of this.
Yeah.
I love Vegeta, and I would marry Vegeta in a heartbeat.
Exactly. And fuck him. And maybe kill him.
Because he's such a...
He'll come back.
Act of passion.
Yeah.
Come back stronger.
Ugh. This is difficult. I'll kill Frieza, because dude's a monster, and also, stop, get out of here, Frieza. We've had enough of you. They keep bringing him back. Enough Frieza.
Huh.
I'll kill him right away. Cell, I'm not really into it, but I'll fuck Cell, but he's made up of so many people, I could just pretend he's someone else.
Keep pretending the 17. It's a pretty boy.
That's where he got his nice face, not like a bug.
That's true.
I guess 17's where he got his kissable lips.
So this is what lips feel like. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Well, we got an episode title.
Prove that he doesn't.
Perfect.
You don't know.
I mean, we're using he as a describer, but
Yes.
You never really see what's...
You don't know how Cell identifies. You don't know.
You can be anything you want. I feel like that would be something if Dragon Ball were an American-produced show being made right now.
Yeah.
They would use gender-neutral pronouns for Cell.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, Perfect Cell ate so many people, and yet Boo also ate so many people, but
it's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what is it?
So basically you're saying
is... Frieza probably ate some people. Vegeta definitely ate some people.
So Cell ate a lot of...
some of those bug guys.
That's true. He did. So Cell ate a lot of people, so you're saying he's experienced.
I got nothing else. Sorry, we talked about Vegeta.
You're gonna be fully drained.
Alrighty, let's.
You know, I've got more of these, but I think that was good.
I want to keep going.
You know, I think I'm good.
I'm sorry, did it get weird?
We're not going to have a lot of opportunities for
sorry,
this.
Oh, sorry, I erased all of it, and it's all gone. All right, I'm just going to burn this book.
It's evil powers.
Or I'm going to write some more fan fiction in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just fueled a lot of it. You're welcome, Internet.
Did you know that Bri has a Vegeta costume?
Yes, everyone knows this.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Calm down.
I know also that your Bulma costume is like 16-year-old Bulma.
Listen, we're two consensual adults.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
She builds a time machine.
So that's kind of reveal.
So you're saying I should get a Yamcha costume?
No.
What the f***?
Yeah, so as I guess you've gathered by now, we are doing a full Everything Dragon Ball episode to just really get it out of our systems for a week or so. We'll probably talk about it more in a week.
Oh, for sure.
So what do we like about this show? Why do we like this comic series, cartoon show, goofy men screaming for half an hour show?
I don't think of it as a men screaming for half an hour show because I haven't watched too much of DBZ yet.
Well, you have.
Yes, I have, but I cheated. Oh. Like, I started with Dragon Ball, and then I discovered Team Four Star. I just binged it, like, and now I'm just in love with that show. And I'm like, if they released it on Blu-ray, I would purchase the heck out of it.
I'm surprised they haven't made a deal.
There's got to be rules.
They're having, like, problems.
Issues.
Now, huh?
Yeah, they're having.
Oh, really?
Oh, BT Dubs, like, your YouTube channel also has a warning on it from your Dragon Ball videos.
Oh, I know.
I tried to use your YouTube this morning.
Yeah, I know.
And it was like, you can't do anything because you've got a copyright infringement based on your fan.
It turns out the Japanese recording industry, whatever, they are extreme.
They're worse than Nintendo, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
So they've taken action, and I can't even use your YouTube based on your fun little Dragon
Ball. You
can't
watch things?
I tried to look for my stuff, and it was like, you have to resolve this and take a lesson, like a test that teaches to use, like, Dragon Ball stuff.
Well, it's not specifically about Dragon Ball stuff.
But, like, you got flagged for copyright infringement, and it says for what? And I'm like, what did he get flagged for? And it's like, Dragon Ball. And I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I have little dorky intro sequence edit things.
Oh, and it?
Okay. Yeah, it's fun. It's just like, you know, it's like, I'm gonna do Dragon Ball Super to, like, the...
DuckTales theme song. Yeah.
No,
DuckTales, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Dan Dan Kokoro, the other word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I heard that DuckTales.
But yeah, so, like, I started with Team Four Star, and I really like them. And I don't know why I stopped watching, like, just regular Dragon Ball. But then somehow, upon our many travels to the pawn stores, we found the Dragon Boxes.
The last three Dragon Boxes.
So I started there.
For real cheap.
Yeah, so I don't, even though he has the regular run of Dragon Ball Z, but I was like, no, we got these, like, Dragon Boxes, we might as well watch that. So I jumped in there, and then from there I went to Kai?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of Kai.
Yeah, I think, like, I'm just, like, I'm going not in, like, the correct order.
It was just, like, a condensed form.
Yeah, it's a shorter version, so I don't have to watch so many Yelly Screams episodes.
Because of, like, filler out.
And... I like filler. I like filler, like, fun filler.
Yes.
But I don't care for, like, I don't have time to watch this fight go on for days.
Stuff that they made specifically because the manga was
not caught up yet. Right. Yeah. But, like, yeah.
It's weird that that's even a thing that exists.
I know.
It's like, we need to, you know, save time so that this cartoon show can catch up to the comic book, because not only is, like, one based on the other, but it's, like, based really, really faithfully.
Right.
That does not exist here.
It's also amazing how, like, it's so much quicker for them to produce, like, how many episodes of a show than, like, one comic. Like, like, holy fuck. Well, you know.
I never really thought of how strange that was.
Animators are basically human slaves.
Yeah. And comic artists are gods.
Only in Japan.
Clink.
Oh. We're gonna be alright. Anyway, yeah, like, the first thing I saw was...
Oh, that's good. First exposure.
Yeah. Well, that sort of goes into it. It was the original dub. Was it Ocean Group who did this one, too? I'm not sure, but it was, like, the... I don't know if it was the original dub, but it was, like, before Z even came out, there was, like, the dub of, like, 13 episodes of, like,
that was Ocean Group.
Yeah. Of Dragon Ball, and that played on, like, YTV, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I just randomly saw it one day, just watching TV, and it was, like, the first arc of Dragon Ball. Like, cut down and very heavily censored, like, you know, any panties or whatever were, like, turned, like, very clumsily edited to be, like, a wad of bills or something.
Yeah.
And it, like, looked really, like, that's not supposed to be there. It's like a photo of something on top of animation.
But to be fair, you were, what, 11 at the time?
Yeah. I'm pretty young.
Yeah.
So I absolutely fell in love with it immediately. Yeah. It was just, like, had that, you know, it's still Dragon Ball. Like, the humor came across, like, just the kind of just the fun adventure of it all, which just caught me right away. Just like this dumb, strong, fun kid just going on adventures, meeting people and stuff like that. Like, I just took that immediately, and that's sort of what drew me in, was just that just crazy adventure, just seeing the whole world, and just, yeah, like, that's what drew me in at first. And honestly, I still love original Dragon Ball probably the most.
Right.
For that reason.
I think.
Because, you know, when it just became all about, like, who's got the biggest power level, let's power up for four episodes.
Right.
It got a little tedious.
Yeah.
Still like it, still love it, but...
Plus, you like the humor.
Oh, yeah.
And you like the storylines.
Yeah.
Like, the friendships and the connection.
Exactly. No, for sure. Like, again, like, him meeting new friends and stuff, and that's... Another big part I enjoy is just that continuing theme where he meets somebody and they're either, like, a rival or an enemy, and then they become his ally and or his friend. You know what I mean? Like, all his friend group is, like, almost exclusively made up of people who he was fighting to begin with. And I love the idea, just, you know, people do change and they grow and stuff like that, and, like, he doesn't hold a grudge. And I just, I don't know, there's something about that that really, I just like it, and I just, you know, it's aspirational way. It's like, oh, you know, just don't, sometimes people are dicks, and maybe you can just be like, hey, you're less of a dick now, let's be friends.
Because that happens in everyday life.
It does not.
No.
Well, that's why I've got a rival.
Yeah.
Keeps me going.
Yeah.
Reason to get out of bed. I can smite him.
Yeah.
Or spite him.
Yeah. I went with either. It's fine.
Yeah.
Spite.
I said Kamehameha wrong, so it's fine. Yeah.
So I'll say a real word wrong.
It is a real world word. Oh, God.
There we go. It's catching. I think, like, when I first got exposed to Z, I was, what, grade 7, probably?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was a magical time.
And it was, like, I had a paper route, so I'd have to get up early in the morning, do that before school. In the summer, I would, you know, still get up at, like, 6:30, 7 in the morning, and it sucked. But I remember coming home one day, and back when, you know, every channel had cartoons on in the morning.
Yeah.
And I, you know, turned it on early, and I was like, oh, I know the show. It's Dragon Ball. This looks weird.
Right.
What's going on?
Because it had that 13-episode thing.
Yeah.
That
so I already
saw.
Knew about this.
Right.
But it was like, okay, well, this guy looks weird. I don't know who this is. Oh, I know that guy. I know that girl. What is going on? And just like, oh, there was like a time jump?
Like a massive time.
It was like 5 years, and just like immediately, it was like cool fights, and I was, you know,
right,
like 13,
yeah,
and like, okay, I'm ready for tough stuff, and so I got sucked in by tough stuff.
Had Rock the Dragon, come on.
Yeah. Oh,
who doesn't get pumped up with that? Come on.
Oh,
That video of you playing Taiko Drum Master to Rock the Dragon.
Oh, yeah. We can do that,
like,
right now.
You were like, babe, I need you to, like, videotape me.
I thought it was going to be good. It was not good.
Drum Master. And like, I'm like, are you sure? Because this does not translate well to
the web. No, it doesn't. I was like, we need bonus material for the internet. And it was like, turns out that was not great.
And why were we using that?
We deleted it and then burned the phone.
No. That should be for your episode now.
Playing Taiko Drum Master.
Yes, please.
Yeah. On the PS2 to Rock the Dragon.
Yeah, which is why I bought the game, which is sad. But what else?
It's weird how, like, we're in the same boat there where, like, they just went to Z, like, yeah, a year or so later.
Oh, it's all serious now.
Yeah, but it's like, it skipped, like, 100-something episodes.
It skipped this entire time of this kid growing up.
Yeah, never it went just to jumps air? To him being a father. There's characters you've never seen before that they're just there, like, oh, yeah, I know you.
Oh, this is my best friend. Who is this little tiny guy? Is he an adult? Oh,
wait,
he is an adult.
Yamcha? Like, the episodes with, or not Yamcha, oh my god. Krillin. So Krillin, like, kid Krillin.
How dare you make that mistake?
I'm tired, bud. Anywho. Yeah. Yeah, so
they were aired years later, like, one Z really exploded over here.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
See, and I found it funny that you said that you watched Dragon Ball, like, super early in the morning, because I, too, had an experience, not with Dragon Ball, but with Sailor Moon.
Oh,
like, my friend and I, she had satellite TV, and I thought it was the coolest thing. And, like, at 2 in the morning, we'd sleep all night, and then wake up at 2 in the morning and watch, like, a week's worth of Sailor Moon.
Nice.
And we got, like, dressed up and, like, full. She made me, like, a Princess Serenity dress.
Aww.
We had, like, little moon cakes. It was a whole experience. Like, we took the sleepover to the next level for Sailor Moon.
So and then you would, like, go to sleep at, like, 6 p.m. You'd eat dinner and go to bed so you could get up early.
So it's basically like your life right now.
It's basically like my life right now. But, like, I don't wake up at 3 in the morning to watch Sailor Moon. I go to work.
And
so it's much worse.
Yeah.
Is anyone else around? I mean,
you should really make me a Sailor Moon CD so that when I'm driving to work, I can just, like, pump it.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
I did, but it wasn't what you wanted.
You didn't put the right music on. You should have went with the dub.
Yeah.
No, you should have put My Only Love on there. I posted it on Kyle's page
Rainy
when I was drunk
day,
once.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Stuff happens.
I was, like, so enjoying it. And then, I don't know, I was on his Facebook, and I'm like, I'm just going to put this YouTube link here. And then I'm like, Brian's like, what have you done? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm really tipsy, and I wasn't thinking. I was just rocking out.
I was like, that's life.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's like, what have you done? I did what I had to.
People need to listen to the original Sailor Moon
pass
soundtrack.
Pass it on like the ring curse.
No, seriously.
Now I'm a total Moonie. Is that what they called them?
I don't think so, but that's fantastic. Unless I'm not cool enough to know that they're called Moonies now.
What were they called before?
I don't know. We just were like
Scouts?
The Sailor Moon fan club.
Okay.
Yeah, we had, if you search my name, I don't know if it's still on the internet, but I signed the petition for Save Our Scouts on YTV.
Oh, nice.
I had to go to the public library to get access to the internet back then, so good times.
And if you search my name, you'll find a game fact that I wrote for Dragon Ball GT Final Bout.
Which you mentioned when we bought the game, and I was like,
you
know this game? And you're like, I know a lot about this game.
Let me tell you, my friends.
We should play that later on tonight when we're done.
I think he's. It's weird. There weren't bushes there a minute ago, but he backed up into them and disappeared from sight.
No, I was just having like scary flashbacks.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time working on my character in that.
Do you ever play Xenoverse or Xenoverse 2?
No, the first one was for PS3, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think you can even get the new one, like the second one, for PS3 as well.
Hmm. Because they've got some Team Four Star stuff in there.
Yeah, the actors.
Yeah.
Did, like, random voices.
It's crazy. Like, they're that connected, and the show still gets taken down.
I know.
Yeah. Is that what you mean by the problems? Is just YouTube problems?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, because a lot of people that were doing... Well, I don't know if it's a lot of people, but it was the people that I follow that do anime stuff. They got pulled off as well. Just from, like, doing, like, top 10 lists. And they're like, oh, you've shown footage, so no. And I'm like, well, no, it's just exposing us to other episodes. Like, it's not really...
Yeah, it expands your product. They're not really... They can't monetize those videos anyway.
No. But I wish they could sell it on Blu-ray.
Like you said, like Nintendo, like the Jim Sterling stuff, right? Where they're just like complete... Oh, or anyone who uses Nintendo stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But it's just like, they're just... Yeah, the takedown, immediate takedown. It's just like, it's not... Like, fair use is a thing.
Yeah, we covered fair use a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a quiz.
We're experts now.
We are experts. That's the thing, too, is that, I don't know, I feel like it's definitely a Toei thing, because Funimation seems pretty damn okay with what they're doing. Like, shouting it out and everything, like, they're, but what are you gonna do?
I mean, they can make money, but it's from their shirts, but I mean, come on, that's great.
Everybody does that.
Yeah, like, you can all make shirts of, like, character that you like, so.
I mean, you can.
Well, like, how far did the English dub of Kai go?
They're doing actually Boo now.
Because there's like a Team 4-Star thing in there. Where they
really?
Do like, they do a recreation of the Cell games.
Oh, well, they had like the hat heads on and stuff? Yeah. There was, remember that so where like, they went to the tournament.
On the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went to the tournament and they had like a bad, like low budget thing basically about like a recreation, like a TV show about how
Mr. Satan beat Cell.
Yeah. Remember that? The voices of like the guys playing like the Z Warriors, like Goku and friends, were like the Team 4-Star guys.
Really?
Playing actors playing them in a fake thing.
Did I see that?
It was very like the reboot show about Bob. Very much that. Except, you know, earlier.
Oh, now I get it. You're feeling jealous, aren't you? A charming and dignified alien going to lunch all alone with your beautiful bride? I can understand why that might make you worry.
No, I don't give a damn about that.
What? You can at least pretend.
Yeah, sure, fine, babies. Beerus here.
I don't remember that at all in Kai. Do we have that on the Blu-ray?
Oh, that
it's like a 5 minute.
It's part of the Boo saga. It's not
Well, then we haven't seen it. Then I couldn't have seen it. You probably watched it on the internet then.
Oh, I do. Definitely did.
Yeah, well, I...
Filthy. Smut.
I'm just going to put in a Blu-ray and
that's
hit
fine.
Play.
All right, let's keep moving.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It got cut out of this because we... This is a sloppy episode.
Speak for yourself. I'm drinking tea.
You were meant, and I agree. I think we both decided that green tracksuit Gohan.
Best Gohan.
Yeah.
First off, good for him. He's supporting his wife.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to train all the time.
That for a lot of people. A lot of people were real mad about like Gohan kind of not being a bit sidelined, being weaker than he used to be. That, not even that. Like, I can appreciate Gohan getting strong again and training again. However, from a visual standpoint, love that green tracksuit.
Yeah.
I love,
and
like, tall, skinny Gohan with the glasses in the green tracksuit. Just visually.
Give me a nerd. Yeah, like, I like a skinny man. Like, I just...
Mm. Even beyond that, he looks distinct. Because when he's, like, wearing the same outfit as Goku, and he's, like, beefed up, and he looks like just Goku with different hair.
Yeah.
With the, again, if he has, like, a different body type, and he's, like, wearing different clothes, and he has, like, the glasses, like, nobody else in the show looks like that. That looks distinctly Gohan, and it suits him, because he's sort of between two worlds. He's like, the scholar from his mother, and he's also the warrior from his father, and he can sort of balance those two things. And so he has, like, the tracksuit where he's not as serious as his father, but he's still ready for a fight. And you have, like, the glasses, and,
He's not the Great Saiyan Man.
He's a smarty man. No. I love that Great Saiyan Man, though.
I
love it.
I don't know about that.
I love it.
Yeah, but it wasn't very long. Like, it was very short-lived, and then it was gone. Like, you built it up to
me. And it was gone forever.
Yeah, like, he built it up to me when I started watching. He's like, oh my god, Great Saiyan Man. He was all excited about it.
Well, it was never taken seriously. It was a joke to begin with.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, and he gets to be the star of the show for a little while. And, like, he's, like, with Videl. And I'm like, all right, sign me up. And then it's like, I get, like, a handful of episodes. And then it's like, oh no, we're back into, like, battling again. And, like, he's gone off with, like, some other people with, like, that sword and or whatever else. And I'm just, like, in the earrings. And I'm like, nah. Also, I don't like him wearing an earring. I do not like him wearing like, I don't know what it is about it, but I'm just like, it's 290s, and it just angers me, and I just, that's not
they're
a look.
Like, they're like mystical
yes, I know,
earrings
but that... I don't care. It does not look good on him.
Fine with the shoulder pads.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, earring
is where you draw
I'm totally
line.
Okay with the shoulder pads, because that's like armor.
Yeah, sure.
Quotation marks.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
It's like he's got the shoulder pads, he's got the crazy outfit, he's got the earring, he's a mystic warrior, or he's, like, part of an 80s New Wave band. Whatever.
True.
Same thing.
But I would say that's his worst look. Like, if you had to go with, like, Great Saiyan Man or, like, tracksuit.
Great Saiyan Man is... There's nothing wrong with Great Saiyan Man.
No, that would be my second. It's just it was short-lived and very sad.
I just like that he's the guy... They do all this fighting and stuff. He's... Gohan... they're making a point, I think, now to sort of, like, try to, the whole idea of, like, Goku being, like, super heroic, where she isn't.
Right.
Was kind of, they're trying to really hammer that in, where he's really not kind of, like, necessarily
a hero. He's just this guy that happens to be super strong and loves to fight other people.
Yeah, and I mean, he'll do the right thing in the right circumstances, but that's not his main purpose.
And
right.
He's a terrible
Meanwhile, if you want a guy, if you want a guy who's,
Piccolo's
like...
Piccolo's a great dad.
Oh, he's a great dad.
Number one dad.
I'm just saying, Gohan, if you want a guy who's, like, the superhero... You got a guy for that. That's Gohan. He literally is a superhero.
He wanted to be a superhero.
That's that. He wanted to literally be a superhero. He wanted to be a Sentai warrior.
Talk to Sentai. Talk to Sentai. Talk to Sentai.
So, there you go. He's your guy.
He wanted it, and he made it happen. He's a man of action.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So we all agree that Gohan's great.
Yeah, number one. I mean,
no one's saying he's not.
I'm fiercely
defending
Somebody
Gohan
breaks
against
into our
no
house
one.
Right now, and he's like, "No,
yeah,
anti-Gohan."
Yeah, Goten is the best son.
That's pretty cool.
Get
though.
Out of
We're
here.
We're not ranking.
Who are you? It was just like a cloud of vapor. I'm an unperson because no one would say that. Sorry, dude.
But like, yeah, we only started a little bit of GT. We didn't get anywhere near it. No. I know. I
you watched literally
like
one
to
episode.
Everything.
Yeah.
But I'm not there yet. We're not there. We started it, and then...
Literally watched one episode, and then sort of looked at each other and just like, I don't know.
Well, it upset me.
Goku's really tanned.
Yeah, it's true.
It was more just like that they made him a kid, and it was just like... Yeah. But yet he's an adult when he goes Super Saiyan.
Mm.
That's
Well, when he goes Super
right.
Saiyan 4.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
It still doesn't make any sense. Where do those pants come from?
Yeah, where does the whole outfit... And then, like,
go?
How does Chi-Chi deal? Like, is she just cool with that? Like, she's just like,
yeah,
well,
she was not cool with that.
She's just cool husband. With everything all the time.
She's a very understanding person.
I feel so bad for her.
Chi-Chi gets a raw deal.
Really does.
I'm just saying, I love Goku, wouldn't want to marry Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just that when you watch
Super...
Oh,
that's what I should have done.
Yeah, you should have done, Don't you think that Vegeta's a better husband than Goku, then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he sticks around.
He's present.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mostly.
Well,
he'll
fuck off, but he won't really completely vanish.
There's a part in Super, and I'm not going to spoil anything by saying this.
It's okay.
I promise.
No,
it's
tell me.
Minor
I need to know.
Plot point. Goku's off training, and he's like, okay, Vegeta, come with me. We got to train. He's like, no, I got a pregnant wife.
Boom.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to have a baby soon. I'm not going.
You know how you missed all your child's births?
The fact that, like, Vegeta is able to put that on pause and Goku isn't is pretty damning. Like, fuck.
Or the fact that Goten almost drove that tractor over the cliff.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to practice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanted to pretend he was punching Cell's head off.
That's only in the manga that you got recently.
I did just get that, yes.
Yes.
You're an absentee father.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I love my dad.
You make this the Father's Day episode.
No.
No.
No, it needs to go up immediately. Best villain?
Ooh. Okay.
As much as we crapped all over Frieza in the last segment, I would argue that he's probably the best villain.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because everybody hates him. He's very hateable.
That's true.
He's such a smug prick.
Yeah,
but then he backs it up by killing absolutely everybody.
That's true. And there's a certain charm to him at the same time.
Yes.
Like, he's very well realized.
Because he's superior. It's like he's very smug and he makes you feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, one percenters really like him.
I'm powerful too. Like Britney
maybe
Spears' kids.
They'll make him, maybe they'll make him president. You don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, God. Like, I
voted for Bulma. The haircut of GT.
That's true. It's very similar.
A lot of good hairstyles. That's a thing that you guys should make a talk.
She's had a lot of bad ones, too.
Don't you say anything bad about Bulma.
But she has, like, a new haircut every time you see her,
yeah,
so
like a
they
woman
can't all
would.
Be winners.
Sometimes you want to change things.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't no Saiyan. She changes her hair every
yeah,
now and then.
Yeah, she does. That's right. You gotta keep it fresh for Vegeta. How do you think he stays home?
Even Trunks changes his hair color sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
He showed up in Super, it was like blue instead of purple.
Hmm.
They never explained it.
No, never.
Kid Trunks still had purple hair.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
So wait, in Super he has blue hair?
Yeah.
Kind of like his, like...
Mom. Like his mom.
Yeah.
So then...
The thing is, I think what happens...
Is he a different timeline guy then? With his hair being different?
He's like from the same timeline
It's the same future Trunks.
Yeah.
It's just that, yeah, it's further ahead.
Something happened to his hair. He got some Clairol.
Maybe.
So sorry, Merc. So
sorry. What legit happened, what I'm quite sure happened, Toriyama gets people's, like, hair colors and stuff mixed up all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, drew...
Yeah, he's like Stan Lee. I can't keep track of these things. Like, write them down, dummy.
Also, you came up with them. Literally, they came from you. That's fine.
That's awesome.
There was a bit of animation, I think, in, like, Battle of Gods, where I think he drew Android 18 with purple hair. Like, right. He got mixed up and put it into... And they animated it with purple hair. Like, nobody questioned him. So I think that's what happened, is he, like, turned it in, because Bulma has blue hair. He gave him a drawing of Trunks with blue hair. It's like, let's do it. And then by the time it's like, oh, no, that's wrong. It's like, they just would not question it.
Too late.
It's like, he clearly has a plan. It's like, he does not.
See, but then they also change all the same hair colors for, like, their power levels, too, which I don't really care for at all.
It's like a very light yellow, it's dark yellow, it's... Yeah, it's all over the place.
Well, then you get the red, or the orange, I don't know what the...
Oh, for sure. One, and yeah, Super 4, and Rosé.
The mullet. Yeah.
Oh god, there was, wasn't it? Was it that was. Super Saiyan 4?
I thought that was...
Awful.
What color is that, though? How would you say that? Like, it's like pukey? I don't know, like...
Which one?
The one that, well, I think that color is similar to the little figure you just bought on the weekend. The two, like, they're like purpley red. Like,
oh, like pukey. The original Super Saiyan God.
Yeah.
Don't say pukey.
I don't like that color. It's not a good look.
You should go see a doctor.
I just don't like
I don't know what color it is. I'm thinking like a reddish brown sort of.
Yeah, no, it's just, I don't know, yeah.
It's kind of like magenta.
Yeah, I don't like magenta. I think you're like the magenta hair magenta.
Of Super Saiyan God.
Right.
I like the blue better.
Oh, as far as like Super Saiyan God forms.
For color, yes.
Yeah.
Like if I was just going to go with colors that I like.
It keeps the expression clean, you know?
Hey, Vegeta, are the shoes and gloves made out of the same material? Shut up.
Sorry, we got off track with your worst or best villain.
Best villain.
Oh, that's okay.
It's hard for me to...
Who would be the worst of them?
The worst villain?
Yeah. Who's just like...
Any from the movies?
Those Slug. Are canon. Lord Slug, yeah.
Have I watched that one yet?
Probably not.
He was basically Piccolo.
Yeah,
I remember that. No, I did watch that one because I got all confused. Because I was like, okay, so what's the difference between Lord Slug and then in Dragon Ball, was it King Piccolo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's the difference between those? They're, like, pretty much the same.
You'll notice that movie villains in general tend to just be carbon copies of, like, series villains, except just different enough to be not the same thing, except they're totally the same thing.
Except for Broly, who's just...
I like Broly. But only because of Team Four Star.
Yes.
See, well, I don't like Broly at all. I can't be objective anymore. No, in Team Four Star, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He's like a Michael... Like,
yeah.
He's... What's the... Michael Cera?
Michael Cera?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the little... Like,
yeah, like his... Hey, he's... Hey, oh,
what's
love
your,
it.
What's your power level? Because mine's really good.
Yeah, I ain't showing that. And I was like, okay, Princess Trunks. Princess Trunks.
That was good.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
That's the only good version of Broly, though.
Yeah.
So, like, if I went to watch the movie...
He's an angry punch machine.
Is he? But, like, even when he's, like...
He's got no personality.
Mm.
He's just, like, a jacked-up dude. It says, like, it's 100% appealing to that part of Z.
Yeah.
And that part of the Z fan base.
But only that part.
Only that part. Just, like, the bigger, stronger, fightier, the better. That's it.
Logan thought he was that part of the fan base, but he just got taught by Coco.
In case you didn't know, we have dogs in this episode.
Yes, we do.
Normally it's a cat show. This week it's a dog show.
Yeah.
That's right. Representing.
We're going to the dog show.
Hey, Coco?
You got two tickets to the dog show.
You had your own little fight. Coco's power level is 5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Worst villain as far as... It's just like a bad villain.
Yeah.
It has to be, like, a main one, though. Would you say the Red Ribbon Army?
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Only because
she hates them.
No, I don't have time for all of that. Like, I was just like, can we get to it? When are we going to get to the big boss? Because I don't have time to watch all you little bosses go on and, like, try to... Because
we know he's
going to
get through it all.
Yeah, you know that. It's just, I really like Dragon Ball when it's the tournaments.
Right.
I like the tournament storyline, and I don't have a problem with fighters being, like, having, like, oh, he's got to go against this fighter and that fighter. But when he was up, like, I liked the Red Ribbon Army at first. I was like, oh, this is good. This is a nice little story. And then it went on, and it was all the different colors, right? Like, it was, like, what was it start with? I don't even know. But it was like, this color. Oh, he beat that, like, sergeant, whatever his name is. Oh, now he goes up against this dude with a different color name. And I'm like, I don't got time. Like, let's just get to the big guy.
Now
you gotta
deal with Admiral Puce.
Yeah,
like, is Puce a yellow-green, or is it a pink-red?
Exactly. It's so I think, God. Yeah, all the colors that I don't like,
yeah.
He went up against. And I was like, no, no thank yeah. you.
They did have some stuff. They had, like, what was a Ninja Musashi or Mirage? Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was pretty funny.
That was
they
great.
Had, they had the one that was just, like, straight-up Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator. Tau Pai Pai.
Yeah, that was
like,
good.
They had which aspects
the one
of it.
Which is the end that's like the blonde, like,
the blue.
Hair.
Blue?
Yes.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was there was the one part.
I don't think he'd be into you, I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so.
That's fine, I'm not into him. So, yeah. And also it's anime, so let's not even go there.
No, it's okay.
We already
that's
went fair. There earlier in the
that's
episode.
Take it to DeviantArt.
I don't draw.
Just take the suggestion.
Yeah. Oh, like, it's there already.
Okay, can they be kneeling in front of a cross?
I always got, like, a little bit of a German thing off of him. Yeah. I don't know, like, he's very
well,
German.
Well, it's the hat,
thing.
It's everything.
Well, and it doesn't yeah. help that he's in military clothes.
And
but, like,
blonde
the haircut.
And blue-eyed.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he has blue eyes, but the haircut.
He did, I'm pretty
screams.
Sure.
Oh, he does.
He 100% does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's true.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just saying I don't like him.
Right.
Okay, that's what
I didn't like the whole story.
As a person.
Yeah.
I think the best I like.
I don't want to count GT, so I could go there pretty instantly.
No.
Super 17. Ugh.
I kind of like
though,
liked Baby.
Count.
Yeah, that was.
Baby was decent.
By GT standards.
Yes.
But you still haven't seen GT, so.
I've seen bits and pieces. I haven't seen it in its entirety.
That's like, no. I haven't seen the majority of Z because I. Read a million things on the internet when I was in like grade 8, grade 9.
Well, there was so much of it that you didn't have access to.
Yeah.
It's like the same with me. It's like I knew the story,
like,
but.
Oh, I can watch this low res thing on Real Media Player. It's like, or I can just read it all. And so as a result, I probably have seen maybe 10% of it, but I read 100%.
Right.
Hmm. And
well, yeah.
Wrote a frequently asked questions.
That's true.
And some fan fiction, which you cannot find.
Are you sure? Can I?
You used an alias.
Oh, did you?
I sure didn't.
Oh.
Uh oh.
Well,
but you will
on.
Not be able to find it.
Aw, did you remove it?
No, it just the site went down like pre-internet archive stuff.
What was it about?
Really, you were,
don't worry about it.
No,
you dodged a bullet there.
Who was
nope.
involved? Can you give us a little hint if the character was involved?
Nope. Nope.
That's unfortunate.
That's how I met our sometimes listener, Jorge Ferra.
Oh, really?
Was it like a Dragon Ball mailing list sort of
nice.
Chat group thing.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
And he was a sweet 12-year-old boy. and
he's,
now he's 30 years old.
If yeah. he's listening right now, I could give him my Facebook information. He should also send me the information on what you wrote.
I mean, Kame Man wouldn't sell me out like that.
What was your name, please?
Anyways, I don't remember.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I think it was just Kyle.
Just Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle. I'm our Dragon Ball fanfic.
So, hi, I'm Kyle. Even then, I was just really into my own brand.
You knew from the beginning.
That's right.
You built it so well.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that you wrote fanfic for X-Men and I tried to find it?
Listen, let's not talk about it.
I'm just saying. I didn't have any fanfic.
I don't think it was X-Men. It was probably Spider-Man. It was 100% Spider-Man. It was definitely Spider-Man.
Hmm. I just have my Sailor Moon diary in there from grade 8 where I was like, I have this many episodes recorded on my VHS tape. I have this many stickers from the Harley store. Very good.
We're all pretty much on the same level here, I think,
yeah.
is the gist. Worst villain.
Oh, sorry.
No. I think we're
No, but for real, I hate the Red Ribbon Army.
No.
I'm very glad to be done with that. But then I also hate...
And they ain't never coming back.
No.
Because nobody liked them.
Well, yeah, but then you got the stupid doctor from
Dr. Gero came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
well, he didn't come back so much as, like, yeah, he was there the whole time, sure.
It's like, I've
yeah.
never heard of
He never
story.
Was mentioned yeah. once, but he was totally a thing.
I love that. I was like, oh, Dr. Gero. It's like, what?
I like that Balma lends some credence, though.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like, oh,
like,
yeah,
yeah
my
totally
dad always knew
oh,
about
yeah.
him. He's yeah, a fellow yeah. scientist.
Yeah.
Oh, for real.
Yeah.
But who came after the Red Ribbon Army? Because I'm not keen on them either in the filler episodes where before he gets to the... whatever, World Martial Arts Tournament. Remember the ones that were like, it was maybe like 1 to 2 episodes where he's helping out that girl that kind of looks like the one from the Snow Village. But she's not okay. The one from the Snow Village.
Oh, was it just like there were like animal creature dudes who were
yeah,
like...
Yeah, animal human creature dudes who were like sucking people into some sort of vase or something and drinking yeah, their yeah. power. You didn't see
it
that?
Very similar oh. to the evil containment wave thing.
Yeah. It was, yeah, yeah. It was just very like, it was just, I don't know. I find that like when he, when whoever draws, like was that Toriyama who did it? Like for Dragon Ball? I don't know.
He,
like,
didn't draw the show.
Well, he didn't draw the show? Really? I wouldn't know that.
They drew it in his style.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
He, no. Toriyama, he ain't doing any more than he has to.
Okay. Well, I just That's find fair. That all the little girls in that look very similar to the one from the ice
oh,
and
yeah.
snow area.
That, I guarantee you, none of that was in the comic at all. So no. they probably were just like, they're, yeah, like I the just, movies when they come up with filler.
It was a very early experience with low quality filler.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's like very similar, and it's like as she well, would be yelling like, oh, Goku, can you help us? Then this chick was yelling, oh, Goku, can you help us?
We yeah. love you, Wonder Woman.
And I was just like, oh, I don't got time for you to save this other village that I don't care about that's not going to be in the show anymore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You love your just, woman. You could just tell that this is filler. It's like, yeah. oh, this story's progressing really quick. Oh, no.
Filler as a rule has a habit of doing that, because even, like, Garlic Jr. was just, like, look at him. It's Pilaf.
Yeah,
they
but
just
Garlic
did Pilaf
Jr.
again.
was great for Team Four Star.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, yeah. 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 I want it. I don't know. I don't know who the worst villain is. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the Red Ribbon Army.
Yeah, that's a good choice, husband.
Like, it was a fun, they had enough variants that it was still entertaining, but, I you know, I mean, like, oh yeah, they were there. Okay.
Like, it was good, I just, yeah. Too long.
Pilaf is one of my favorites always, but just because it's, they're just adorable. Terrible and hilarious.
Terrible at everything.
Oh, they're just the worst. But they... And I love that, like, that's one of the things about Super I love the most, is they're bringing back so much, like, original Dragon Ball yeah. stuff. Like, they're
but
just
doing it in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they're like, remembering some of the original appeal and working it into, like, the stuff that worked in Z, and yep. it feels like it's, like, this combo, but also feels a little new. So, yeah. So that's a plus. Pilaf Gang being back is pretty great. And them coming back specifically as the polar opposites of theirs they were in GT, as if it, the entire thing were a big middle finger. I enjoy.
And it does feel like Super's kind of written by maybe fans.
Yeah.
Like, it's been out for so long that it's probably like, these are adults that grew up with it.
Oh, 100%. Oh, for sure. They're, yeah.
They're doing
like
it well.
Our age, and they're, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Cool.
We haven't even talked about Krillin at all.
You guys should.
Moment of Zero. Moment of Zero?
Moment of Zero.
Moment of Zero.
Moment of Zero. Moment of Zero.
Yeah, so this week for the Moment of Zero, we're doing a League of Baldos.
Yes!
Baldy.
Yeah, so who should we put in there? We've got several bald characters. There's, you know...
So many.
There's Master Roshi, there's Tenshin Han.
Yep.
I would argue that Chiaotzu is bald. Does he have one hair?
He has, like, one hair. Okay. But that counts.
I don't even notice his one hair. Where do you see it? He has a hat.
He has, like, one... It's under the hat. He's got, like,
that's
one...
That's what hair normally is.
He's got, like, he's yeah, got, like, a Charlie guys... Brown thing going on.
So, Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I loved when Charlie Brown raised his key. One comic.
Well, Charlie Brown was, you know, he had that spirit bomb.
But then he dropped it.
This is my one chance.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone should draw that.
We should make that.
There's a lot of, you get this solid bald representation in this show.
That's true.
Maybe that's part of why we can appreciate it going forward.
We knew,
yeah.
Way back when. I looked at my dad, I'm like, oh, that's my future. All right, better start identifying with bald characters, so I've got someone to dress up as for Halloween.
Piccolo would count.
Piccolo would count.
Yeah.
This is just, we're just adding it, the entire cast.
It's our
I like Tenshin Han, though, because I'm in the part where he's a jerk.
Will you just, oh, okay. we're rewatching
like,
the original Dragon
him,
Ball, and you're
and
past
then,
that point now.
Yeah, but I still am angry at him.
But you, like, hate love Chiaotzu.
Yeah.
Just because he was just a hilarious dick to Krillin.
Yeah.
The entire time. I was
like, hey, Baldy.
Baldy.
Like, you're bald too.
Baldy.
He's just so petty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I hated him too for a while too, because he was kind of a jerk. Yeah.
They were both jerks. They got
what's weird seeing
they had a jerk master. So
that's true.
That's true.
But, like, you, for some reason you can immediately forgive mass murdering Vegeta.
Yeah, you know
but,
what?
Like, Ten Shinhan was a bit of a dick for, like, 5 minutes, but and you'll never forgive it.
Yeah. He broke one guy's leg.
Yeah. And you don't even like it. That guy.
I like Yamcha, but I don't like Yamcha. Like, I like
just
Yamcha.
Like Bulma.
You know what? No. I will put Yamcha above Ten Shinhan right now, only Whoa. Because I'm angry with him from the episodes that I've just watched. So, I mean...
Well, that was like months ago.
It was months ago, but I don't let up.
No, that's true.
I would put Ten Shinhan above Yamcha just because I think he's a good dad. He takes his kid on all sorts of fun places. It's not even his kid.
That's true.
You know? I don't think Chiaotzu knows.
Chiaotzu's not real.
Also, at this point, Chiaotzu's 40.
Also, side note, what is Chiaotzu?
He's a Chinese vampire.
Is he really? No, I would believe
what
he, you.
That's what his design's based on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I never knew what, like even, what exactly even, he was with all of his powers.
Even, like, Ten Shinhan, is he even actually human?
Yeah, you said he was part of an alien race.
There's some sort of a thing. There's, like, a three-eyed alien, like, race that he might technically what? Be a part of, but, like, it's never really been looked at. So he doesn't even know where he came
they
from.
They never explain it. They never reference it.
So he might not actually
be
human.
Why do you have that third eye there, guy?
He's got a third eye, and he could, like, make extra arms. Then again, everyone can do crazy things in that show.
It's not the Wolf Fang Fist, though.
It's much better. It's effective.
That's mean.
Well, fuck him. Keep up.
No one does. Anywho.
Yeah.
So,
League of Baldos.
Baldos. Yeah. Who else? Krillin's your top?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, because he's not actually bald.
That's true.
Yeah, but I mean... That's his bride, but he's just not allowing his hair to grow back.
I mean, yeah, I'm just taking care of it before. I'm being proactive.
That's what I do. I do 6 months of that, and then 6 months of this, where I'm like, yeah, there's good coverage.
Yeah, why can't I have that? No, seriously, like, I just deserve a little bit of Damon Albarn hair, just a little bit, just like one time in my life, like, please.
You got a time machine to go back 14 years?
No. You should just let me have a little bit of it. Come on now.
Yeah.
You spray paint like, hope on the side of it and just travel back to...
I think he has good coverage. He just thinks that he's got a little bit of a receding line. And I'm just saying...
No, it's going all over.
Oh, God. You've got thin Ukrainian hair. Just deal with it. So do I. Just go with it.
This is getting cut, right?
This is the best episode.
No, I'm just saying. Much like Krillin...
You should join us more often. This is interesting.
A little bit of hair sometimes.
That's true.
Sherry has needs as well. Like
however, when he's got to get tough again, she shaves it off for him.
Yeah, I bet it's really hot. Anyways, go on. Guys, get back to your episode.
I don't wanna.
He was in Resurrection F.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, because he had really? To go fight. So it's just like I gotta. You said you gotta.
Oh yeah, that sounds
sort well. I think
familiar.
In the dub, he said he wanted to go old school.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and then she shaved his head for him.
Mm. And then she has problems with him later on because he's, like, weak.
Yeah. And then she shaves his head again.
Does she?
Yes!
Is it like some Samson and Delilah stuff? Like,
yeah, it's reverse Samson.
Yeah.
With, not to Samson? Be confused with the reverse Samson that they've totally used.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
League of Baldos is just, there are bald guys.
Yeah, that's...
We got so many. It's literally a League of Baldos.
Yeah, that's...
It's the only time that's actually been...
I want them to fight the rest of the league.
They'll win. I hope.
Look, we're not getting into that.
No. Next time.
On Dragon Ball Z.
God. There's a question. People that prefer that music to the Japanese music are fucking wrong.
You can enjoy both.
That's a statement.
You can enjoy both. You don't have to hate on everybody. You can enjoy both.
I always thought that the Japanese music, like, especially in the later episodes, the more violent the show got, was really out of place. Like,
yeah, happier
Boo just
music.
Broke Gohan's neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Even, like, no, yeah, like, all the music is very, like, hopeful.
I feel like that it's just part of that world, though. It just sort of, I don't know, that...
Like, I want to know where Yoka Yoka Dance fits in. Because, like, that's pretty upbeat and, like, really happy and poppy. And, yeah, they're talking about their...
Oh, yeah, all the end credits music from Super.
Like,
it's all pretty great,
yeah.
As far as I'm
and it's
concerned.
Like, you can tell that I'm a Saiyan because my power level is rising and my hair is standing up. Yeah. And I'm like, that's a pop song right there.
They wrote a song about food. For an end credits thing.
Did they?
Oh yeah, that's the one I showed you the video where it's like the they're running on, like, the Dragon Ball.
Oh, the numbers? Oh, that's...
Yeah. I forget what it was, but...
But it's just, like, want to eat a bunch of food.
I'm pretty sure, like, wasn't the end credits just, like, people eating, too?
Yeah.
It was just straight up just the entire cast eating food. It was a good time.
Oh, no, we gotta go,
No. We had to step into the Grand Tour.
Yeah, I was just gonna say,
that's just rap, but...
Yeah, that's a good time.
What is that?
Oh. Well,
you shouldn't.
You don't know?
You know what? I'm good.
No.
Step into the Grand Tour.
Grand Tour.
Step into the Grand Tour.
Dragon Ball GT.
Oh, I love it.
It has not been granted.
On the bright side, Chen Long does not start rapping. That would be...
Remember, bring it down.
I'm busting mad rhymes over here.
So who are we?
Oh, go on.
I'm Kyle. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or just Google in my name, Kyle Lees. Got a new book out recently. The first volume was Ski Ninjas, which was a comic I did for about 10 years. Ski Ninjas Volume 1. This is free on the internet. We're having the release show on May 26th at 7 o'clock if you're a Thunder Bay local. So you can come down to a Definitely Superior Art Gallery and pick that up. And or Merck's new book, Season of the Dead Hours, which is also, like, it's a co-release party. We're going to get married afterwards.
Finally.
So bring presents, because I'm mostly in it for the money. Look, he's barren. He can't carry a baby in his womb. It's not a junior situation, unless you bring money to make it a junior situation. Oh, I'm so glad he's not here, because he would be so mad at me right now.
He'd be mad about everything.
He'd say, "You're the woman." And I would say, "Yes, sir."
My name is Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com, or you can find me on the social media under my name, BryKotyk. I don't have a new book. I have an old book. You can still buy it also, if you feel like doing such a thing.
You've almost got a book finished that's on the internet.
Yeah. The time this airs, I'm hopefully only have like one page or so left to go. It's really getting there, and then I'm going to be taking the summer off of updates, going to take a little hiatus, and not just be constantly stressed out week to week, and work ahead on the next one, which I'm hoping to get a little recharge, and better than ever!
You'll be working on in that in the summer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just did a...
audio format.
I know.
You work in radio.
I know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, yes, you are taking the summer off, but also because you want to be with your wife, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Enjoy the summer.
The summer. Come to Dryden, go camping. There'll be no internet. It'll be great.
I know it sounds scary.
It's very scary. It's terrifying.
It is. But we'll be on the bush.
What if someone says a thing?
Oh, no.
No.
You won't be able to retweet.
Oh, shit.
That's Sorry. A shame.
And hey, who are you? Because we never really explained that.
I'm Sherry. I'm Bri's wife. He mentioned that at the beginning.
I mentioned a lot of episodes.
But like more stuff. Yeah.
And I work in radio, even though I make a lot of gestures that you can't see in this format. But that's because that's part of the whole secret messaging.
You put your whole body into it.
I put my whole body into it.
Like a voice actor.
Yeah. So, not as much as, like, Sean Schemmel or anything like that. I'm not going to pass out from it. But, yeah. Like, you can't find me anywhere unless you want to read some news stories on our websites for my radio station.
What's up in Thunder Bay? Find out.
Yeah. I'm not going to, like, put my radio station websites
in
here.
This is personal stuff, right?
This is, so I don't have personal. I'm a reporter. I read the news. You can find me in my house, cleaning up the house. That's what I do in my personal time. You can find me disrupting Bri's comic-making schedule by suggesting video games and television.
You can.
If you find her doing any of those things, get out of the house.
Yeah, no one invited you here.
So there you go.
Yep. He's not here in the episode, but I think his angry silence is a presence in itself. So I feel like he's here with us right now, just staring blankly and not knowing what we're talking about. Merck is currently away at conventions, but you can always find him at merckasylum.ca. But look at that website. Figure it out.
Yeah, dummy.
We also will be in Aurelia at the Aurelia Comic Con. Very soon, actually, on the 21st, I believe it is.
Sunday, May 21st.
Sunday, May 21st. We will be there. We're all going to have some booths. 42, 43, and 44 are the specific booths. We'll have some stuff. I'm trying to get a couple of extra prints done if I have time, and I won't have time, but I'm trying. And we all got our books.
Yeah.
We all got some books. We all got prints, shirts. We got all sorts of cool stuff. And if you're in the area, please do check it out. It seems like it's turning into one hell of a show. They're going to have the Batmobile, you guys. That's pretty interesting.
And the DeLorean.
And the DeLorean.
And the General Lee. No, it goes...
They're working on it.
They're just the good old boys.
Yeah. And as always, Ocean City Defender.
Thanks, dude.
Making the music with Mark. And you can find him online. You can find him on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Stitcher and all sorts of places. So if you want to listen to us, that'd be cool. If you want to give us a good rating, if you want to share the show, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, find us and talk at us and more.
And more.
And as ever, keep watching the skies. Sorry, dog just jumped on me.
Yeah, that would be Logan.
Hey, Logan.
And also, you'll be at Joy-Con in Dryden.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll, it hasn't been completely finalized, but I think it's going to work out on the 27th. Saturday the 27th in Dryden, Ontario. So
9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Best Western.
Absolutely.
Now that's pretty how excited. You promote.
We're sure. And I'll also have all the stuff I talked about there. Thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Thanks, dear.
Anytime.
Thanks, my wife.
That's the one.
That's the end of the episode right there.
The weird part is, it got raunchier when Chris left. That's amazing. Yeah. How did that happen?